Next item on our agenda is old business. We have five items of old business this evening. The first is subdivision 2013-4, Jack Lingo Asset Management, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, that is in my area of responsibility. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2013-4 for Jack Lingo Asset Management, LLC, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects orderly growth of the county. The proposed subdivision is zoned AR1 and is also within the county's environmentally sensitive developing area. As a subdivision in the environmentally sensitive developing area, the project is permitted to have minimum lot sizes of 7,500 square feet with central water and sewer. The subdivision has 69 proposed lots and complies with the density requirements for the parcel. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The nearby uses include the adjacent Canary Creek subdivision. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, or community facilities. The applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. The site contains over 75 acres of woodlands, which the applicant intends to preserve. Although there are wetlands on the site, they will not be disturbed by this development, and there will be a 50-foot buffer from all nine non-tidal wetlands. All wetland areas will also be marked with permanent markers to put people on clear notice of their existence to prevent any unapproved disturbance of them. The applicants have provided an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report that favorably addresses A, the drainage design and stormwater within the wet basins and green technology to meet water quality requirements. B, the proposed method of providing portable water from the City of Lewis Board of Public Works. C, the proposed method of wastewater treatment and disposal of the City of Lewis Public Works. An environmental report prepared by Environmental Resource, Inc. addressing endangered or threatened species. There are no impacts on the known endangered or threatened species in this area. The effect of traffic from the development on surrounding roadways, the preservation and non-disturbance of wetlands on the site, the provision for open space, which will include approximately 50% of the upland area remaining as open space, historical or cultural resources on the site were addressed in the on-site meetings between the developer's representatives and the State Historic Preservation Office. An archaeological study was also prepared by Edward Outen, Inc. Based on this information, no significant archaeological sites are present on the property. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 69 lots in the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, wetlands, and protecting the Great Marsh, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The development shall be served by central water and sewer provided by the City of Lewis. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and settlement control facilities. A 20-foot forested buffer or landscape buffer shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for these areas. All entrances and roadway improvements shall be constructed in accordance with all of DLDOT's requirements. A system of street lighting shall be provided throughout the project. As stated by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all streets in the development. Street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the County Mapping and Addressing Department. The location for a school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district transportation manager. The location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot buffer from all non-tidal wetlands. As stated by the applicant, there shall be a 50-foot vegetated buffer between this development and the Canary Creek residential development. The final site plan shall incorporate elements geared towards mitigating potential flood damage. As stated by the applicant, the final site plan shall contain a bold notice of that all residential structures must include 1 foot of freeboard above base flood elevation as determined by FEMA. Deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar material shall only be made to the site between the hours of 8 through 5, Monday through Thursday, and between the hours of 8 and 3 on Friday. There shall be no deliveries of this type of material on Saturday or Sunday. No building construction in this development shall have a basement. The pool and clubhouse amenities shall be constructed on or before the issuance of the 35th building permit. A revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these amenities, must be submitted to the Sussex County Office of Planning and Zoning. And lastly, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Gentlemen, we have a motion and a second for subdivision 2013-4 Jack Lingo Asset Management, LLC. All those in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Let the record reflect Mr. Wheatley is not here, is not voting. Next item.